Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't get whatsoever why the Houston Texans traded DeAndre Hopkins. Now, you know, when you do this job, sometimes you're not really stunned by certain sports news because you see so much of it. And when you do this job for a few years, you pretty much see everything that can happen. But you always know each and every day, eventually it becomes unpredictable. And when the DeAndre Hopkins trade happened, I almost thought to myself, this got to be a fake Twitter account. There's no way that they actually traded him. And then you found out that it was legit. So we'll try to get some more answers on this situation. We'll head out to the hotline. Welcome in a former Houston Texan. Now is all plugged in with the radio scene down there as well, working for Sports Radio 610. And that's Seth Payne. Seth, it's Zach Gelb in New York City. Hope you're staying safe. And how are you?
Zach, I'm doing great. And you couldn't have stated it any better about the confusion surrounding this trade. And honestly, it's made it hard to focus on the rest of free agency. It's made it hard to focus on my sequestering of myself for the coronavirus. It's such an absurdly out of whack, misvalued, just nonsensical trade that every single time you think or talk about it, something else comes up that doesn't make any sense.
And perfect example, Seth, like they make the trade, it's shocking. And then not that long after, you see Stephon Diggs get traded. And Stephon Diggs, a very good player, but he's not DeAndre Hopkins. And the Vikings knew they had to trade Stephon Diggs because he wanted out. The whole league knew that Diggs wanted out. And they got more for a disgruntled wide receiver than a wide receiver who's all class and is a great teammate, is a great person. And the Texans basically got nothing.
Right. Okay. So here's how you make sense of it. In trying to explain, I'll try to give a rational explanation to something that's completely irrational. And we have to go back to when Bill O'Brien first took over as the GM back in July. They refused to call him the GM back then, but that's what he was doing. He was calling the shots. He would go on a slew of trades, none of which were in the Texans' favor in terms of value. You know, first, it was when he'd be spending heavily. A third rounder for Duke Johnson, two first rounders and a second rounder for Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills. Then he goes and he dumps off Jadeveon Clowney for a third rounder. And also, and this is the big thing, this is keep this in mind, they paid half of Jadeveon Clowney's salary this season. And then they overpay a couple of their own veterans towards the end of the season. They then obviously pull this trade off where David Johnson was all but destined to get traded to another team. And with the Cardinals having to pay part of his salary and with the Cardinals giving up a mid-round pick or a late-round pick, I mean, that was what the talk around the league was. The Texans pull this off, and the only explanation that they've tried to leak out was that DeAndre Hopkins wanted a new contract. It's not even clear that that's actually the case and that he and Bill O'Brien didn't see eye to eye. The problem with both of those things is, okay, fine. DeForest Buckner makes $22 million a year, and he just got traded for a first-round pick to Indianapolis. Stephon Diggs, as you pointed out, got a much bigger draft money. So none of that makes sense on the actual on the trade side of it. And as far as not seeing eye-to-eye with Bill O'Brien, we could fill a room that the CDC would condemn on site with the people that don't see eye-to-eye with Bill O'Brien. He gets rid of GMs, he gets rid of players. He's a temperamental, impetuous, just impulsive dude who is not fit to be a general manager. I have no idea how he came to this situation where a head coach, gets general manager duties without ever having won a Super Bowl or anything else like that.
And
that was a lot of talking by me. I'm sorry.
Well, it's fine. Because everything you said is 100% perfect, as Seth Payne is with us. And that's the craziest part about it. He keeps on getting more power, this guy.
Yeah, and look, we fell into this. It's such a soap opera around here. And honestly, I'm not a reporter. I hear so many things that just don't make any sense about this organization right now. And it started back when Brian Dane, the general manager, last spring got fired. Bill O'Brien took over, and so many things just got so weird. His right-hand man became Jack Easterby, who'd been brought in as the character coach from New England. They brought him in. They gave him a promotion in Houston. He was going to have more of a hand in all the football matters. He's become Bill O'Brien's right-hand man. This is a guy who was the team chaplain in Kansas City in 2013. He was the chaplain. Then he goes on and he's a guy in New England, you know, helping guys out with their personal lives and how it's kind of a motivational speaker type. And some kind of finagled his way into the front office. Basically, on the hierarchy chart, he's one step below Bill O'Brien. And this is a guy that's advising on personnel matters and every little thing in the organization. None of it makes any sense. It's super weird.
In Houston right now, is anyone actually defending Bill O'Brien when you listen, when you host your show and you talk to your great listeners?
I have a hard time finding anybody. The most we'll get are kind of tepid devil's advocate arguments. I don't know. I mean, have you ever seen a trade so resoundingly and universally condemned by everybody in the NFL like this?
They don't even accept this in Madden. That's when you know it's a dumb trade, Seth.
And I'll tell you the other thing, too, is, I mean, people are irate. Bill O'Brien was already not a popular guy, and now it's this bad trade after bad trade after bad trade. You got to remember, we live in a town that has Daryl Morey here, you know, and people, we have arguments locally about just how good of a GM Daryl Morey is, but you would not bet on Bill O'Brien in a million years if you were playing Daryl Morey in a game of Monopoly. You know, Daryl Morey can pull off, he pulled off a trade for James Harden. They're night and day. One's an actual GM and one's a football coach that should be focusing on football, which, by the way, Bill O'Brien is yet to have an offense that's in the top half of the league in DVOA since he's been here. So he finally gave up offensive coordinator duties, we think, for now. I've got him on about a 2.5 game over under before he takes back play calling duties, but it's not a good situation right now.
Now, you know what it is? Him giving up the play calling duties is basically just to put Tim Kelly eventually on the hot seat so he still has someone else to blame. And that's what it's going to turn out to be.
It is. He's very good. He's very good at elevating future scapegoats. And you know, it's one thing I've thought about a lot. I've had a lot of time to think about all this stuff, Zach, for the last 6 years that Bill O'Brien's been here. But you think about the Bill Belichick coaching tree versus the Bill Parcells coaching tree, and how obviously the Bill Belichick coaching tree has not been that successful. And I think all it comes down to really is that Bill Parcells hired guys like Bill Belichick and Tom Coughlin and Sean Payton and kind of looked for a certain personality type. All these other guys like Bill Belichick, I think they're trying so desperately to sound or act or seem like Bill Belichick, but they end up hiring all these beta males that aren't actually qualified to ever be head coaches or even offensive coordinators. You know, George Godsey was the one guy that Bill O'Brien elevated to offensive coordinator, and then he's been bouncing around the league as a position coach since then. Tim Kelly's been with Bill O'Brien for pretty much his entire adult coaching career, and nobody knows a thing about him other than that he's Bill O'Brien's guy and, you know, will likely be cast aside as soon as it doesn't go well.
Talking with Seth Payne right now on CBS Sports Radio. All right, getting back to some of the stuff that's come out, and you touched on it a little bit, that DeAndre wanted a bump in pay, $18 to $20 million. If that's the case, I would have given him that in a second if I was Cal McNair or if I was Bill O'Brien. And then you get this Michael Irvin stuff today where they bring up the Aaron Hernandez conversation where Hopkins goes into a meeting with O'Brien. O'Brien goes, last time I had one of these meetings, it was Aaron Hernandez, which if that was actually said, it's so stupid. And you see how, you know, Bill O'Brien has zero, you know, good communication skills. What's the truth here? Why did Bill O'Brien, in your opinion, trade him?
I think that the big thing was that DeAndre Hopkins didn't practice as much as Bill O'Brien wanted him to, and also I think just flat out didn't have a good relationship with Bill O'Brien. What do you want to say? He didn't respect him, or he chafed against maybe Bill O'Brien's coaching style. They did not see eye to eye, and again, I'll say lots of people don't see eye to eye with Bill O'Brien. I don't think he handles it. I don't think Bill O'Brien handles it particularly well. You know, I played for Tom Coughlin. Tom Coughlin was perfectly comfortable with people hating him because he knew that was just kind of the way he affects people. I don't know if Bill O'Brien is that guy. So it ultimately came down to, I think Bill O'Brien just needs to have more control, and he couldn't get it with DeAndre Hopkins. All I know of DeAndre Hopkins is he plays his butt off every single week. He plays injured. He fights and competes harder than almost any other football player I've ever seen. So to not want him on my football team, it would have to mean that I don't understand the way the NFL works, and that sometimes your very, very best players, especially when they're tough, hard-ass dudes, you gotta understand how to make it work.
Yeah, and that's another thing as well, as we're talking to Seth Payne. If it was the practicing thing, look at the guy's stats. He didn't drop a football in 2018, and if he's playing with a bunch of awful quarterbacks in 2015, the guy put up over 1,500 yards, over 110 receptions, and 11 touchdowns. You find a way to make some exceptions. I know you try to preach as a coach, no one's bigger than the system and all that, but if Hopkins was a little bit lazy in practice or wasn't showing up, you look at his stats, he shows up when it matters, and that's on Sundays.
Well, and that's the thing that's kind of confusing, too, is if he wasn't practicing enough, I don't think it had anything to do with necessarily being lazy. I think it had to do with him preserving his body and because of his style of play and because of the abuse he took. And then also perhaps, you know, and this is pure conjecture on my part or guesswork, but I could see it being enough of a grudge match that somebody might just want to try to stick it in Bill O'Brien's face. I have no idea on that. That's just me just imagining things. As far as the conversation with Bill O'Brien goes, that Michael Irvin reported on, the one thing I would say about that is I'm being very careful with that because that's Michael Irvin recounting a conversation he had. the way I heard was that DeAndre Hopkins issued a clarification.
Yeah, he did.
We didn't necessarily... He didn't deny that Bill O'Brien brought up Aaron Hernandez, but he kind of said it was overblown. The version of the conversation that it was explained to me was that Bill O'Brien sat him down and said he was concerned about people in his life and, you know, other people perhaps being a bad influence, and that the last time Bill O'Brien had to have a conversation with somebody like this, it was Aaron Hernandez. He was worried about him. So who knows how he framed that? That could be framed delicately. That could be framed bluntly. Refer back to everything I've ever said about Bill O'Brien in this interview, and we'll see if he framed it appropriately or not.
But when you see the story of Aaron Hernandez, and obviously we know a lot more now with the documentaries that did come out, but at least there was like some rumors that he was having a troubled life. With DeAndre Hopkins, has this guy even ever got in trouble?
No.
That's what makes it idiotic to me.
There was that weird story that came out of the combine where either him or his roommate allegedly had defaced their hotel room, but that never made any sense because he's never been in any trouble. The weird thing that was said about DeAndre Hopkins' baby mama, for anybody that doesn't know the story, Michael Irvin said that Bill O'Brien wasn't happy with DeAndre's baby mamas being around. And as far as I know, and the way it's been explained to me, is that he has a good relationship with all his baby mamas, and that there's only one that was ever really around the facility at all. And that was just, that came out of left field. So yeah, a lot of I don't want to call it a smear campaign, but some of these reports and things that are being leaked out aren't really consistent with the DeAndre Hopkins that most of us have seen and heard about. You know, he doesn't have a bad reputation around town for misbehavior.
Last one for Seth Payne. Seth, I said this before you came on the air, and now I'm even more convinced of it than ever, and I've been saying it the last 2 days. If I was running the Texans, I would fire Bill O'Brien tomorrow. Now, they're not going to do that, but you know how this is going to end. And I told this to Donovan McNabb earlier. What's going to happen here is Deshaun Watson is going to grow, and Deshaun seems like he is a great kid and a great competitor, and he doesn't seem like this person. But he is going to grow to hate this head coach because every time a ball is dropped this year, he's going to think to himself, I know who would have caught that. It would be DeAndre Hopkins. They need to fire Bill O'Brien. And I don't think they're going to, and I don't know when they're going to do it, but they need to.
Yeah, and the owner, Cal McNair, well, it's Janice McNair, Bob McNair's widow is the owner, but Cal McNair is in charge of things. I suggested that, look, I think some of these teams would be better if they tried to mimic the Green Bay Packers as much as possible, have an executive council, have a board of directors, and have those guys make the decisions about stuff like this, because it's too easy for somebody with a forceful personality to get their way and get things in power that they should not have.
Seth, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Zach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.